Sa parole est à vous.
Bonsoir et bienvenue à notre réunion du conseil pour le canton de Harrington pour le mois de novembre. Veuillez noter que cette séance est en cours d'enregistrement. Good evening and welcome to the council meeting for the township of Harrington for the month of November. Please be advised that this session is being recorded. So we will start first with présence, the roll call. Julie James. Danielle Saint-Ange.
Present.
Rob Dewar.
Present.
Jerry Clark.
Present.
And tonight we are missing Richard Franquin, who is away on vacation, and Chantal Scapino, who lost her mother last night. She won't be here. On that, we would like to remind you that there are two question periods on our agenda to allow citizens to ask questions at the beginning and at the end of each meeting. The maximum time allotted to the question period is 15 minutes. To allow all participants the chance to participate, please limit your questions to three. And after you pose the question, please allow us to respond to your question without interruption. During our presentation, it would be greatly appreciated if you could refrain from talking or making comments to those around you to allow everyone in the hall to be able to hear proceedings and to provide the best resolution of the recording for the benefit of all of Harrington. As we are unable to respond to questions of a personal or legal nature, those who wish to discuss such a situation will be asked to meet with counsel after the meeting to provide your name and phone number to allow us to follow up confidentially on your inquiry as soon as we can. Nous aimerions vous rappeler qu'il y a deux périodes pour permettre les citoyens à soumettre leurs interrogations, soit au début et vers la fin de la réunion. La durée maximale de chaque période de questions serait limitée à 15 minutes. Pour permettre à tous les moyens de participer, nous vous demandons de limiter vos questions à trois. Suite à demander votre question, nous vous remercions de bien vouloir attendre la réponse sans interruption pour permettre à tous les moyens d'écouter la réponse. Nous vous remercions de bien vouloir éviter des discussions avec vos voisins pour permettre à tous les moyens d'écouter la présentation ainsi d'améliorer la résolution de l'enregistrement pour le bénéfice à tous les citoyens de Harrington. Tous ceux qui aimeront discuter une situation personnelle ou légale touchant leur propriété, veuillez s'il vous plaît venir nous voir après la réunion pour nous permettre de prendre vos coordonnées pour faire un suivi de votre situation d'une façon confidentielle, car nous ne pouvons adresser votre situation personnelle en forum public. During the last month, I attended two full days of MRC meetings where the main topic of discussion was the budget planning for the MRC for 2024, which the Council of the MRC is expected to adopt on November 22nd. In addition to this, I also attended a meeting of mayors for the MRCs in our region on invitation by our Deputy MLA, Agnes Condé, where the topics of discussion revolved around the expectation of mayors subsequent to the recent presentations made by the Quebec government as to our territories, the majority of which was associated to grants. Au courant du dernier mois, j'ai participé à deux jours de réunion MRC où le sujet primaire de discussion était associé à notre planification budgétaire pour la MRC pour 2024. Le conseil du MRC devrait procéder à cette adoption le 22 novembre prochain. De plus, j'ai participé à une rencontre des maires et mairesses des MRC avoisinant la nôtre sur invitation par la députée Agnès Grondin, où les points de discussion primaires étaient associés aux présentations du gouvernement de Québec relatifs à nos territoires et majoritairement touchant les subventions. As for the process associated to the budget planning for the MRC, like the other eight municipalities in the MRC, Harrington did indeed see a major increase in the uniformized land wealth, richesse foncière uniformisée, which is the basis of the sharing of MRC expenses between the municipalities. This value is not associated to the tax pool evaluations, but the value of all properties on the territory of the municipality, including provincial, federal, and municipal assets, whether they are taxable or not. Harrington was increased from $360 million in 2022 to 580 million meant for the sharing of expenses for 2024. That being said, there were similar major modifications to all the municipalities in our MRC, so much so that our ratio of sharing was reduced from 7.05% in 2023 to 6.95% for 2024, which should provide a slight reduction in our municipal costs. After the MRC has adopted their budget on November 22nd, we will have a clearer picture as to the impact for Harrington's budget. En ce qui concerne le processus associé à la planification budgétaire de la MRC, Harrington a subi une augmentation majeure dans la valeur de la richesse foncière uniformisée, qui est la base de répartition des quotes-parts des municipalités pour 2024. Cette valeur RFU, richesse foncière uniformisée, n'est pas associée aux valeurs imposables des propriétés sur notre territoire, mais plutôt à la valeur de toutes les propriétés sur le territoire de la municipalité, incluant les valeurs de propriété fédérale, provinciale et municipale, qu'ils soient imposables ou non. Harrington a vu la valeur RFU augmenter d'une valeur de 360 millions de dollars en 2022 jusqu'à, pour 2024, 580 millions de dollars. Cela étant dit, nos municipalités avoisinantes de la même MRC ont aussi vu des modifications majeures à leur valeur RFU, de telle façon que notre quote-part a réduit de 7,05% en 2023 à 6,95% pour 2024, qui devrait résulter à une diminution de nos dépenses municipales. Suite à l'adoption du budget MRC, nous pouvons alors procéder à notre budget pour Harrington. Au courant du mois d'octobre, nous avons vu la continuité de plusieurs réalisations de projets de voirie sur nos chemins, majoritairement des projets de rechargement et réparation de plusieurs chemins municipaux non asphaltés, ainsi que l'installation de culvertes. During the month of October, Harrington continued the great number of public works projects associated to our non-asphalted municipal roads, most of which were associated to reloading, repairs, and the installation of many culverts. As for council's activities during the last month, we met for two full days of planning, one of which was a preliminary step associated to our budget planning for 2024. Your council has planned a number of days over the course of the next month relative to Harrington's budget for 2024. En ce qui concerne les activités du conseil au courant du dernier mois, nous avons planifié des jours de planification au courant du prochain mois pour le budget de la municipalité pour 2024. We are currently interviewing for the post of DG, as well as a part-time administrative post, both of which have been posted on our website. We hope to have news in this respect at our December meeting. Nous sommes en processus de rencontre relatif au poste vacant de DG, ainsi qu'un poste temps partiel administratif, dont les deux ont été annoncés sur notre site web. Nous espérons avoir des nouvelles sur ces dossiers pour notre prochaine réunion. As for our Airbnb bylaw, our goal was to pass a notice for this meeting. However, there are a couple of details that still need to be finalized this week. As soon as this takes place, we will provide a notice of an extraordinary meeting to take place prior to our next public meeting, as well as provide the date of consultation associated to this bylaw. En ce qui concerne notre règlement Airbnb, nous aurions voulu passer ce soir notre avis de motion. Par contre, il y a quelques détails toujours à régler. Le projet devrait être complété cette semaine. Suite à ceci, nous procéderons avec un avis d'une réunion extraordinaire à prendre lieu avant notre réunion du mois de décembre, ainsi que de fournir la date de consultation pour ce règlement. On that, I'm proceeding to the agenda, of which we have one correction. We are removing 7.15, dépôt des déclarations des intérêts pécuniaires, because I'm missing one document, so that will be passed at the next meeting. Retraction de 7.15, dépôt des déclarations des intérêts pécuniaires. That's an annual event where council or our elected officials provide a confirmation as to what organizations they are associated to and their implication on the territory of Harrington. And so what I'm looking for right now is a motion to adopt the agenda with that correction. Rob and Julie, are we all in favor? Julie?
Yes.
Danielle?
Oui.
And Jerry?
Yes.
So we're good to go. Alors, on procédera avec... Point d'information pour les conseillers et conseillères. Do we have any notes to bring to our attention? Yes, Daniel?
On the cultural level, we have November 25th, Saturday, we have quiz night, sold out. It's very popular, and we were asked to do a second one this year, and we did, and as usual, they're sold out. Our next breakfast is December 3rd. And December 9th, we have the tree lighting ceremony, and we have Santa visiting the children around lunchtime with gifts. And so. Pour en français, le 25 novembre, c'est la soirée quiz night qui est complète. Le 3 décembre, c'est le déjeuner du mois de le déjeuner de décembre Noël. Et le 9 décembre, c'est cette année, on allume l'arbre de Noël de Harrington de ce côté-ci. Les deux dernières années, c'était sur le côté ouest. Et cette année, ça va être ici au LRCC. Donc, vous êtes toutes les bienvenues vers 4 heures. Et le Père Noël va être ici vers midi pour les enfants. Merci.
Anything else? No good. Alors, période de questions. Yes.
Hi, my name is Kathy Sawyers. I live at 29 Chemin White. I'd like to ask questions on the RV. I don't even know the bylaw to be quite certain, but I had an RV on my property this year.
Yes.
And it was my brother.
Okay.
And I was told, he was told actually, he got there on September 1st, and an employee came and told him that he wasn't allowed to stay, etc., that there was a bylaw of only 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I spoke to Matsu at some point, because obviously I have my brothers in town from Calgary, and he's going to yep. stay more than 2 weeks. He advised me to send an email and ask for an extension. I did so, which is fine. But I had also asked them, 2 weeks is not enough, not that I have to give my personal information or anything. My mother's 90 years old. My brother's coming from Calgary. He's going to yeah. be coming for summers, like months, yeah. not 2 weeks. So the two-week bylaw doesn't work, I'm sure, not only for me, but whatever. So I would like to modify that bylaw of being a homeowner for me to have to ask permission for my brother to come. And my mother's 90, so she may live... So 100, or she may live one more year. He's going to probably come every summer for 3 months in his trailer and go back. So that's the first. So that was, I thanked Matthew. He worked it out in like two emails and blah, blah, blah. But on Friday, I got a registered letter from the same gentleman
yeah.
saying that I now have to move because my brother, when I spoke to Matthew, I was under the understanding that RVs, as long as you don't, so the bylaw of 2 weeks, if you're not living in it, then the bylaw, it's not 2 weeks anymore. If you're living it, you only can live in it for 2 weeks, something like that. So my brother closed the trailer, and he's going to be going back probably whenever the snow, let's say.
Okay, well, let's just deal with the first aspect. There is a nuisance bylaw that does have a limitation on how long a trailer can be used on a piece of property. There's two different categories. There's ones where the construction is already in place and someone would want, so the house, you've got a house and you want somebody to come and visit you, there's a limitation of 2 weeks. In terms of a construction, a new construction, you own a vacant piece of land, you want to build a home, you have the allowance of keeping a trailer there for the purpose of that construction up to one full year. When this nuisance bylaw was created, and I'm going to say maybe 7-8 years ago, really the what we were being, the direction was zero tolerance at that time. So the nuisance bylaw was no storage, no housing of RVs on the property. What we did in Harrington was we loosened that in two different areas because Harrington had a tolerance of a couple of weeks for visits. So we said, well, we've already respected a tolerance of, for instance, the last 2 weeks of July, then we should include that in our nuisance bylaw to allow people the chance to receive family from outside. Why would we go 2 weeks and not a month and not, long story short, in the management of a nuisance bylaw, you really have to have certain criteria that would allow whoever's governing that bylaw to be able to manage it. If we were to say more or less, it was a judgment call. What we were looking at due to the demand at that time, whether it was from the MRC for usage of land or directly from citizens, was zero tolerance. At the time we put 2 weeks in place, we did get a lot of blowback regarding the fact that by allowing 2 weeks will make it impossible for you to manage that. Our goal was to try to be flexible enough to be able to allow people to have their family visit. And the concept of multiple housing units on one piece of land is the guts of that bylaw. Every piece of property has limitations as to what kind of family situation they can have. So a house has to be this size. And if you expect to have so many bedrooms, then you're looking at a septic tank this size, and so on and so forth. The zoning bylaws were not created with a flexible amount of housing units to be used on a piece of property. That is really where that starts. Now, in terms of governing it, we've not been really heavy-handed with the follow-up of that. We have regularly abided by complaints. So the avenue of following up often starts with a complaint. Okay. Now,
I was told that was not the case.
That's probably how they proceeded as such. So that is the guts of that particular nuisance bylaw. Can it be changed? Well, it has to be brought back to council and reviewed and validated. And so it's a letter to council asking them to review that position, and we'll sit down and review it. But obviously, we'll have to go out, because at the time we put it in place, there were a lot of people that did not want any flexibility at all. So it's a...
When you say people, what you're saying...
Taxpayers.
Taxpayers don't want any RVs in all of Harrington?
Taxpayers had
a lot of RVs in Harrington.
I agree with that. And we'll usually follow up what's complained to us. But that's been the guideline. So if you write us a letter, we'll take a look at it at a subsequent meeting and look at how we can amend, if we can amend, and the impact on all the taxpayers, not just those who have an RV or who are expecting visitors with an RV.
We had an RV on our property for 10 years.
I have no doubt. I probably could say the same thing and nobody would have knocked on my door, but I didn't. The bottom line is for the governing of those notices, it's usually preceded by a complaint. It's usually preceded. So if you have a situation, for instance, where you're having trailers on your property and there's all kinds of activity and parties and loud music.
None of that.
I fully appreciate that. But the thing is if you did, chances are you would be the person that our inspector would knock on your door first. That's really, we have one inspector for the entire territory. If he were just to deal with trailers, well, I think he would
but
be...
But he's put that on his agenda because I'm not the only one. There's like several of us, yeah. All in the same little area.
Okay.
So it's part of his agenda right now.
Okay. Well, and
he said
we don't tell him what not to follow up on. It's a nuisance bylaw, and he's doing his job.
So let's
take it a step further. You're interested in having that nuisance bylaw overturned?
Absolutely.
It starts first with a request. It wouldn't hurt for you to put together a petition, have it come to council, and we'll evaluate it. But know that we'll also have to do consultation with others that might not have the same opinion. It's still an important debate that many years ago. So
my next issue, obviously, is the second part of the RVs, which is you're not allowed to store them. It's the same nuisance.
Basically, there wasn't, when that nuisance bylaw was put in place, there was no specification saying, oh, and by the way, if the owner of the property who does have a construction also owns an RV, how he has to manage that. What we have stated is that people own an RV, it should be plaqued, it should have a plate on it, it should be plated, it should be insured, it should be clearly visible, it's stored. That would be the precursor of. So, but it's not in our bylaw.
Does this look stored to you?
I would say that looks stored.
And yet I got
but it's not in our bylaw. So, what if we wanted to make that stronger, we would say, well, we should have that added to our bylaw.
People are allowed to have RVs or trailers on their properties. It's not, that's not the issue.
Hang on. You're not
allowed to have anybody living in it for more than 2 weeks.
The nuisance bylaw says no RVs, Jerry.
No storing items.
No trailers on property.
Right now, but what they're asking is to review our bylaw, and that's what we'll gladly do.
And I think that's the process to go. You make a, write us a letter, give us a petition, and we'll study it, but know for a fact that we'll have to do consultation on it because there was still a considerable number of taxpayers in Harrington that did not want that to be abused more than that. So, yes?
But for now, okay, so there yes. have been notices sent out
yeah.
that you have 10 days to move it.
Yeah.
At this stage of the game,
yeah.
when you've had 15, yeah. 20 years of not implementing,
yes.
I guess that,
that's right.
to me it seems a little unfair that all of a sudden now you have 10 days
yeah.
to move it,
yeah.
where, you know, like you haven't had any thought process about where you can go, where you can
yeah.
store
it. Well, I would say, in terms of that, considering it's just received, we definitely have leeway, okay? It's a matter of following it up from that point. But really, it was always there. It's been, that nuisance bylaw has been there. It's not a new nuisance bylaw.
No, I'm not suggesting that it's new, but...
And yes, Harrington has been faulty at following up every nuisance that happens on our territory. We just haven't had
but
the
But you're sticking
power.
To the absolutely having to move it in 10 days?
I'm not sure what do you have to say in terms of that. As far as I'm concerned, we will have the flexibility in that specific case. We have to evaluate it. But as far as I'm concerned, that's the bylaw. We have to work with that bylaw until it's changed.
How about exceptions for immediate family? Something
or whatever.
You know.
We have that. That's already in place. 2 weeks.
But, Gabriel, can I say something?
Yeah.
For anyone.
That's for anyone.
Not for immediate family.
For visitors.
It's for anybody
why don't
receiving
you make an
people
exception?
In there. because the bylaw is written and
eventually, if
we come back to the table and analyze and review that nuisance bylaw, that's what we will be doing for sure. Yeah, it definitely requires a restudy. We did it 10 years ago. Maybe we're due to redo it again. Monsieur Saint-Charles.
Bonsoir. J'aimerais savoir si dans l'article 7.12 que vous avez arrivé, si vous avez l'intention de parler de l'aide financière pour le déneigement, vu qu'un chemin mal déneigé, ça a un côté sécuritaire aussi.
Est-ce qu'on va parler de
7.12?
C'est de l'aide financière pour le
déneigement. Si on va parler de quoi?
Lorsque vous allez aborder le sujet 7.2.
C'est prévu à être étudié à notre prochain conseil où on planifie notre budget.
C'est marqué demande d'aide financière.
Non, c'est des personnes qui ont demandé de l'aide financière. Ça, c'est des
associations.
OK, c'est correct. C'est pas de problème. Monsieur Fillion.
The way I remember when you introduced the law that allowed for 2 weeks, you were also allowing trailers to be kept on a property, such as Mr. Clark.
It's not in the bylaw.
It's not in the bylaw.
No. Mr. Patterson?
If it is against the law, yes, and it stays there, what is the fine? There's got to be an alternative.
That's right.
So
there will probably be...
What is the fine?
Right now, what we're trying to do is inform the people that they're not respecting the bylaw. We are not at a step that we want to give funds. I want that to be very clear. As soon as I received the different emails, I told the council there is parameters that, and the bylaw is there. Would you be willing to go outside of the box and think of a new bylaw? That's what's on the table. We heard what everybody's telling us. And it will be discussed. We have received emails on that specific fact, and the council will be discussing ameliorations or bonifications of the present bylaw.
You know, just about every second meeting we come to, there's people concerned because it's taking their permits, their building permits, so long
that's
to be
right.
processed.
Yeah.
Maybe if the inspector concentrated on that.
If I may, with all due respect, I don't hear that anymore.
Harassing these people.
We're not.
There's been one down the road here that hasn't been occupied. It's been there for 25 years or something.
And it's on this our
poor
it's
guy on
this
comes to visit his mother.
Yeah.
For 3 months in the summer, and they are harassing him. Come on. It's obviously in storage. You know.
I understand. The storage isn't permitted in our bylaw.
Have a look at it. Everybody knows where it is. They pass by it every day.
We have to look. We have to study it, Mr. Patterson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very valid, and we'll be looking at it.
Yeah.
See, on the opposite side, at the first concern, we know someone who has permits, which has been expired, et cetera, has a trailer, and the people would like to have no trailer there because it's been there with no septic system or anything. And the permit was issued, but nobody's checking it.
What we are seeing is there is an application of the bylaw right across the board. We're not just picking on three people. There's an application of the bylaw, and
As far as I can see,
unless you're going to identify with me after the meeting what you're talking about. I have a difficult time responding to that, so...
Can I just say something? If someone gives a permit...
Yes, permit
To build a home.
Yes.
Okay, you're allowed to have
that's
a seller
correct.
For 1 year.
They have 1 year.
I feel that it's not the neighbors that should be squealing on
that's
the,
right.
on the people.
That is correct. And we have been following those cases up.
That is wrong.
Okay, well that's... All I can say is that the territory is big. There are numerous situations. Without your telling me which case you're talking about, it's very difficult for me to be able to say what the situation is. long story short, it's a legal file at this point.
If I may, yes. It's not because it's not moving that we're not working on the file, and that we're not, there's not deliberations and many, many, many actions that are having taken. I know it's a law, and I know
it's exactly a legal file.
People come to me and
it's not because the situation is the same that we haven't moved on.
No, it's a legal file. So
just a point about having trailers on your property.
Yeah.
Within that bylaw, it also indicates that you have to have your septic emptied, show proof, I think it's every month or 2 months.
Yeah.
Years.
This is the septic situation is another situation that creates.
You realize that the septic has to be
emptied
and then has to show proof to the town
that it's
only.
We have.
Because there are people out there that don't do that. Right?
On that note, we will proceed. We've got lots of time at the end of the meeting for more questions, and you will be the first one.
Wasn't a question.
Oh, okay. Well, it's really not the place for.
Strikes me that we have a very unclear bylaw here.
Yeah. Nuisance bylaw.
Yes.
It's clear. It's clear. We need to tweak it for sure.
And it strikes me that we'd like a timeline, a way that it's going to be done. Can there be some citizen input? And what is the methodology for putting a new bylaw together?
Yep.
And how fast can we do it? And could we have a moratorium during that period?
It's definitely, I'm requesting the application to be presented to council this coming period. We have already just given a notice. There'll be nothing taking place before we have at least had a chance to review the file. So I'm not putting an edict out for a moratorium. What I'm saying is we have the goodwill to look at it and review it and try to come to terms to tweak it so that we can please more people.
With citizen input.
Well, that's what we need. We need citizen input, yeah. So on that, we will proceed with the adoption and the approval of our last minutes of the meeting of October 10th. Can I have a proposer? Jerry, are you in favor? Julie?
Yes.
Danielle?
Oui.
And Rob?
Yes.
Thank you. Gestion financière et administrative. Financial management and administration. 7.1, deposit of the report of expenses authorized by the Direction Générale. We have a total of $53,741.33, of which the big ticket items are lines on our roads, decontamination of the basement for this building, mostly garbage recycling, and diesel, stockpile of diesel, guardrails, repair of guardrails, and installation of guardrails. So majority of those items are garbage. 7.2, acceptation des comptes à payer, des comptes pour le mois d'octobre. Can I have a proposer to accept the bills paid for Julie? Are we in favor, Danielle?
Oui.
Rob?
Oui.
Jerry?
Yes.
Thank you. Dépôt du rapport financier d'octobre. The council has received the deposit of the financial statement for the month. 7.4. Dépôt des états financiers comparatifs au 30 septembre. Council has received a review of the status of financials comparing September 30th, 2023 to the budget. 7.5, autorisation souper de Noël, reconnaissance des employés. Can I have a proposer to approve the Christmas dinner plan for the employees? Rob?
Oui.
Are we in favor, Julie?
Yes.
Danielle?
Oui.
Jerry?
Yes.
Thank you. 7.6, 7.6, aide financière au Centre Musical CAMAC, financial assistance to the CAMAC Center. Long story short, they do represent our emergency center in case we need it, and we have accepted to pay a financial assistance to CAMAC in the amount of $2,445. Relative to the snow clearing of the parking for the center. On est résolu de fournir une aide financière à CAMAC pour un montant de 2445 relatif à déneigement pour les stationnements pour les centres pour 2023-2024. Can I have a proposer for that? Danielle? Are we all in favor, Julie?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Jerry?
Yes.
Thank you. 7.7. État d'avancement des travaux du programme d'aide financière pour le bâtiment municipal PRABAM. Basically submitting an update as to where we stand on a specific grant application, and it's specific to the sums of granting an envelope of $75,000, of which we have to date expense $16,996, and it requires a regular update with the government. Can I have a proposer for that? Jerry, are we all in favor? Julie?
Yes.
Danielle?
Oui.
And Ron?
Yes.
Thank you. 7.8, authorization for the MRC of Argenteuil for the deposit of financial aid for the post of post dessinateur as being an intermunicipal agreement to regarding this post. Autorisation à la MRC pour le dépôt d'une demande financière dans le cadre du volet 4, Fonds Région et Ruralité. Post dessinateur. Can I have a proposer for that resolution? Jerry, and are we all in favor, Julie?
Yes.
Danielle?
Oui.
And Rob?
Yes.
Thank you. Reddition 7.9. Reddition de compte concernant le programme d'aide à la voirie locale PAVL. Volet accélération. Basically, again, an update on the status of a grant that we had in process, of which we were expected to spend 50% of $312,995, and of which we have met that challenge by spending just over that amount. As a matter of fact, the amount we had to spend was $311,664, and we spent $312,995. And that completes that file. Can I have a proposer? Rob, Julie, are we in favor? Danielle?
Oui.
And Jerry?
Yeah.
Thank you. Demande de 7.10, demande de prolongation de délai d'exécution des travaux concernant l'aide financière octroyée dans le cadre du programme d'aide à la voirie vocale, volet accélération. Basically, we're asking in this respect for an extension to submit to complete our requirement of $32,103. And it's a request to extend to 30th of September 2024. C'est une demande d'extension de notre subvention d'une valeur de 32,103 jusqu'au 30 septembre 2024. Can I have a proposer for that? Jerry, are we all in favor, Julie? Danielle?
Oui.
And Ron?
Oui.
Thank you. Adoption du règlement 255-2023, so that's 7.11, adoption of the bylaw 255-2023, modifying the decree associated to the imposition of the tax for the financing of 911 lines. So that's a change of bylaw. and it, which is clear, all entirely detailed within the minutes, of which it's changing a fraction of a cent in the pricing of our cost for 911. Can I have a proposal for that? Est-ce que je peux avoir un proposeur pour cette demande de modification de prix pour le service 911?
Pardon? Oui, s'il vous plaît. C'est normalement, comme vous savez, un règlement, c'est précédé d'un avis de motion et d'un dépôt de projet de règlement. Celui-là, il nous est imposé par le gouvernement.
Un avis.
Il ne nécessite pas d'avis de motion. Donc, ça, effectivement, ça vient rehausser le montant de la taxe municipale pour le 911 à 52 sous par mois par numéro de téléphone à compter du 1er janvier 2024. Voilà.
Alors, non, il n'y a pas de problème avec plaisir. Alors, can I have a proposer for that? Danielle, are we all in favor? Julie?
Yes.
And Rob?
Yes.
And Jerry?
Yes.
Thank you. Demande d'aide financière annuelle pour l'amélioration de la sûreté des chemins privés dans le cadre du règlement numéro 268-01-2021. These are requests for financial assistance by associations on our territory for the improvement of their private roads to make them more secure for the passage of emergency vehicles. We have three files tonight. L'Association du chemin du lac Green Sud for $1,200. L'Association du lac Agnes for $2,300. Et l'Association des boulots blancs for $2,000. Alors, c'est une autorisation. On présente ce soir une autorisation pour une résolution pour rembourser quelques associations pour une amélioration de leur chemin privé. Une compensation d'une partie. Donc, pour Association Chemin Lac Green, 1200, Lac Agnes, 2300 et Boulot Blanc, de 2000. Can I have a proposer for that, please? Danielle, and seconded? Oh, thanks. Forget the seconded business. Julie.
Yes.
Do you agree with that?
I do.
Thank you. Rob.
Definitely.
And Jerry.
I do.
Thank you. Dépôt de la liste des comptes à recevoir au 31 octobre 2023. This is a deposit of late taxes, so accounts receivable owing to Harrington as of October 31st, 2023. We have a total dollar value of $213,988.76. C'est un dépôt pour la valeur au conseil pour la valeur des taxes en arriérage en date du 31 octobre 2023. Donc la valeur est 213,988.76. Est-ce que je pourrais avoir un proposeur acceptant?
I'll take it, yeah.
Julie? And all in favor?
Oui.
Danielle, Rob and Jerry.
Yes.
Thank you. Transfert budgétaire. Transfert budgétaire est une action régulièrement effectuée en comptabilité et c'est prévu spécifiquement à la colonne budget. Alors, il y a comme une révision du budget de l'année en cours et spécifiquement, nous avons en crédit, alors réduction du budget, on a frais de congrès 865, salaire pompier 15 000, petits outils équipement 5 000, salaire voirie 50 000, promotion 10 000, quote-part MRC, développement économique 10 000, subvention ou organisme 3670. Sur le côté débit, augmentation de prêts. So, counterbalancing what we just reduced in expenses, we then offset these amounts for a zero affectation on our budget with frais de déplacement, 865, services juridiques, 12 000, frais de vérification, 1100, services professionnels, 560, entretien bâtiment, 7900, quote-part MRC administration, 4240. confection du SIG, 19325. Communication et radio, 2700. Administration et informatique, 1725. Vêtements, chaussures, accessoires, 670. Entretien, backhoe, 17 500. Entretien F550, $305. Entretien Silverado, 1125. Entretien camion interne, 315. Entretien Road Drag, 2005. Fourniture et signalisation, 3500. Et autres dépenses, spécifiquement tricentris, 18 700. Est-ce que je pourrais avoir un proposeur pour cette correction? Merci, Rob. Are we all in favor? Julie?
Yes.
Danielle?
Oui.
And Jerry?
Yes.
Merci. Dépôt de déclaration des intérêts pécuniaires a été remis à la prochaine réunion. Travaux publics. 8.1. Autorisation kilomètre additionnel dans le cadre du contrat de déneigement pour le chemin Madden. Authorization for additional kilometers relative to the snow clearing contract for chemin Madden. There was a modification to our reform cadastral which added 232 meters to the road, and therefore we had to modify the contract accordingly. Alors, pour augmenter le contrat de déneigement par 232 mètres en raison d'une réforme cadastrale. Can I have a proposal, please? Julie, are we all in favor? Jerry,
yes.
Rob,
yes.
And
oui.
Danielle. Merci.
Madam Mayor?
Yes.
I will be refraining from responding on 8.2 due to perceived conflict of interest.
Okay. Noted. Duly noted. 8.2. Octroi de contrat pour le travaux de dynamitage chemin Lac des Esclaves. On est en train de finaliser des travaux sur Lac des Esclaves et ça prend du dynamitage pour enlargir le chemin. And we went out for bids with three contractors to be able to quote on the job of dynamiting a certain section of road on Lac des Esclaves Road, of which the best price has been quoted by in the amount of $60,250 by Gilbert Miller to complete the job. Can I have a proposer, please? Julie. Second, no, and all in favor? Danielle?
Oui.
And Rob?
Oui.
Thank you. And myself, obviously. Neuf, sécurité publique. Sommaire des interventions en matière d'incendie. This month, our fire department had two calls and completed their rounds. Total cost, $910.28. Ils ont eu à avoir deux appels de service et plus les rondes de sécurité pour un montant total de $910.28. 10. Urbanisme et hygiène du milieu. Sommaire des permis émis. Nous avons débuté le mois avec 14 en attente de service. 14 permis en attente de service. On a rajouté 17 nouvelles permis. On a émis 27 permis. Et on finit le mois avec 14. Alors, il y a 14 permis en attente de règlement. De ce montant-là, on a eu une demande pour 3 nouvelles résidences. Donc, la valeur était 580 000. 11. Loisirs et culture. 11.1. Aide financière à la Légion royale canadienne d'Arundel. Financial assistance to the Royal Canadian Legion for Arundel. We have presented an assistance, or we will be presenting an assistance of $75 relative to their Remembrance Day activities at the Arundel Legion. Can I have a proposer for that? Danielle, and are we all in favor? Julie?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
And Jerry? Yes. Thank you. Aide financière, 11.2. Aide financière au centre communautaire de Lost River. Lost River is looking for financial assistance relative to our Christmas tree event to take place at the LRCC, requesting $150. Can I have a proposer? Rob? Are we all in favor? Julie?
Yes.
Danielle?
Oui.
And Jerry?
Yes.
Thank you. Adhésion et achat de sommeil auprès de l'organisme Les Sommeils d'Argenteuil, 11.3. This is being in, well, this is a good question. Sommeil. So Sommeil d'Argenteuil is an organization that is encouraging the planting of
des plantes aborigènes, des plantes locales
local
pour la biodiversité d'Argenteuil.
And they're looking at having the different municipalities in the territory participate in that, and so we get for $200 a number of.
I can't remember. It's quite a bit of
plants.
It's seedlings. It's the beginning of the seedlings. Yeah, so. And which we have stepped up to purchase and are looking at distributing when we receive them to our taxpayers as an incentive to plant.
Maybe combining with an Environment Day.
And we might combine that with an Environment Day or a Garbage Day and how to use that compost with those plantings. Yes. I think I'm needing a proposer for that. Julie, are we all in favor? Danielle,
oui.
Rob,
oui.
And oui. Jerry.
Yes.
Thank you. 11.4. 11.4. Aide financière à l'organisme Harrington Golden Age Center. 11.4, financial assistance to a Harrington Golden Age Center. Apparently, they had issues with their roof and had to proceed to urgent work to correct. They originally had a guideline of as much as $12,000, and they approached Harrington, and Harrington approached Grenville Solar Rouge to see if they would share that expense with Harrington. We set a maximum for our council of $6,000, but we also received the invoice yesterday, and it's the total for the entire job is $8,036.89, taxes included, of which we will be honoring 50% of that amount. The balance 50%, Grenville Solar Rouge has accepted to participate in. Est-ce que je peux avoir un proposeur pour ça? Rob, are we all in favor? Julie?
Yes.
Danielle?
Oui.
And Jerry?
Yes.
Thank you. Période de questions. You don't have an extra? Well, you have, I've given you a minute. Go on, go on.
On Chemin
White,
on the way up
to
the Kilmore, there is a house that is totally derelict and has been sold for several years. You know of which I'm speaking. Does anybody know the house number just off?
Oh, I don't know the number.
We prefer not to mention the house number in the.
Okay.
So I would collect
it's
that.
It's totally unoccupied.
Okay.
And it's a total eyesore for all of us that drive past it every day from the mailbox at the bottom of Chemin Way. And it's not helping the value of our area.
No.
What is the situation with this house? Is
good
it
question.
In receivership? Or?
I'm going to have to speak to you after the meeting on that because I can't discuss a legal file, and I'm going to guess that is one of our legal files.
Okay,
so
fair enough.
We're really tied to, we can't really get into the details of it. So.
Okay, I guess so. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that up. It requires action. It's been on a long time.
I think action is I think action is happening. Yeah.
I'm not sure what they're referring to.
I have
yeah,
to get.
Also
oh yeah, look.
Vehicles on the property. You could have oil or gasoline.
Yeah. I think we have action on that particular. But I'm going to see you after the meeting. Yes. Sorry. It is illegal. So excuse me, sir. It is illegal file.
It is illegal.
Is it Harold the owners of that property?
I'm not sure what
we have. Again, I can't really talk about the file that I don't know what the address is, but I know that particular one is a legal file, right, Rob?
It is.
Okay, so I can't talk about it. It's a legal file. Yes, sir. We.
A year ago, last August, we as the Council of Lake Arrington Association. We came to the town hall presenting a motion requesting for
a review.
Financial aid with the snow removal.
Yeah.
Now, about 15 months ago,
we're evaluating that at our next meeting where we're planning our budget. We'll have news after that meeting.
Hope they're going to be sweet.
It's not right for me to say anything at this point, but I can tell you it's coming to our budget meeting. We'll be looking at it at our budget meeting.
Thank you.
Oui, Monsieur Lamarche.
Yes, I'd just like to know if anyone is keeping tab of the cost of the La Disaster, just so that at some point, will you be able to tell us from the beginning of that
Well, it is a municipal road.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so, but like all municipal roads, yes, we do have a means of tracking all the expenses that happen on a specific road. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Hi. I was just wondering, I brought it up, I don't know, when the last meeting I came to, maybe a year ago or so, about the cell service in our area.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if the municipality can push it along with whatever providers. I don't know if there are provincial grants or federal grants to help get this
We've received, first of all, a provincial government MLA for our territory. Come and see us and review the entire situation as to cell service. At the mayor's conference in Quebec City in September, Premier Legault addressed the issue, stating that he acknowledges that there are many territories in the province that are still without not only cell service, but without internet service. He committed to making sure that before his term is up in 2016, he expects to have that corrected. What can we do? What we do know is it requires action. And yes, there's grants and there's all kinds of different aspects, but certain companies, cell tower companies that provide cell service have not stepped up. And what Premier Legault identified was it's going to look like they have to do it themselves. The province will have to do it themselves. They shouldn't be counting on different cellular phone providers. Now, still, 2016 is a long time off.
It is, and everything is like, you know.
It's awful.
Just for banking or whatever, they want to send you a code and you have to punch in your code.
Combine that with the security issue of when you call. Bad enough that an ambulance takes 45 minutes to get here. It's even worse when you can't even get a phone line that you're trying to access. So it is a crucial. We have brought it. The MRC has submitted resolutions to both the federal government and the provincial government. We haven't let go of the ball. We need them to step up and do it. Yes, sir.
On that same subject.
Yes.
I had a heart attack 1 year ago.
Yes.
And neither the first responder, nobody could get any cell phone access. They were dependent upon landline.
That's right. It's even more complex than that. We have so many residents, not full-time residents, but residents on our territory where they don't even have a landline at home. They've been trying to work it out in one corner of the house or sitting in the middle of the lake with their cell phone trying to get a line, but that complicates it. At council level, we have opened the topic of trying to consider distribution of defibrillators on our territory, because in the absence of getting an ambulance in quickly, is having access to that equipment, and we are working at a solution. There's a couple of complexities regarding where you can place this apparatus. It cannot be placed in under zero Celsius temperature. So we're leaning towards looking at asking our community if we can have some volunteers willing to consider that. We're at the preliminary stage. It's on the table and probably will not be reviewed before January from our part on that specific thing. We have not let it go in terms of we need that service. Mr. Filion.
Following up on Mr. St. John's question,
yes,
concerning snow removal, and I'm happy to hear that TAMAC will get $2,445 for snow removal. I believe TAMAC is a private organization. I brought it up last time, Mrs. Barr. Am I disturbing you now?
I'm hearing you.
We have been told consistently over the last year and a half that the municipality could not provide financing for snow removal. Is this problem over now that TAMAC is
We have it tabled. As I said to Mr. Saint-Jean, we do have the file tabled for our budget meeting next week. We will be sitting down and reviewing the entire file there. So I cannot advance where council stands before we meet.
That's not really my question. I'm talking about the money that you have voted on tonight.
Yes.
For snow removal.
Yes.
For
our emergency center, yes.
For the emergency center. Which is private land.
But it's an emergency center. It's
so
listed as.
Was,
yes.
I'm assuming. I was maybe tempted to assume that this issue was resolved.
Yeah. No, I don't think we should assume anything. We have to wait till what council makes their decision on the budget for next month. Yeah.
So we did authorize snow removal tonight.
For an emergency site. That's correct. That's for our emergency. That's correct. Yes, sir.
All right. The second question is,
I think you're up to more than the second question, Mr. Trillion, but
what?
Proceed.
I don't understand.
Are you more than second question?
No, this is my second question.
Okay. Oh, so you're not counting the first session of questions. I thought you did. Okay, so continue. Yes?
I'm happy to hear that the Golden Age Center, mm-hmm, which I believe is privately owned.
It's privately owned. It's a non-profit organization, yes.
My question is, how does that work? Supposing that in our environment, we have a need for money for a specific problem.
What is our environment?
Where I live.
For where you live, which is Lac Harrington.
Yes,
so if you need something at Lac Harrington?
As an example,
okay,
how would we go about applying for a subsidy of this?
Well, if you have a community, let's compare this one specifically. It's easier to explain. If you have a community building that is currently being used for the open to the public for different types of community events, and you hit a problem, it's an urgent problem, you have to act now, you have an idea of what the cost, the scope of the work, you will write Harrington a letter saying This is what's happened to us. And what we'll do is evaluate that and evaluate our past, our history in these types of transactions. And in this particular case, we try to reach out to more than Harrington involved. So when it, for instance, happens to a building that is the HVCC or the LRCC, we always reach out to Grenville Sur la Rouge because they also have the benefit of the usage of those buildings. If it was the LRCC, we wouldn't have that situation. It's our building.
That wouldn't be our issue. Our issue would be an environmental issue.
Okay, well.
Would we apply in the same manner?
I would suggest you write the letter and describe your situation, and we'll look at it. I can't tell you more than that before understanding the situation.
That's why I'm asking. I don't know
yeah.
either.
Oh, okay. It's not a situation right now. It's just a hypothetical question.
Oh, not exactly. However, I was just wondering about the procedure.
Starts with the letter. Might be a situation to come. You would write a letter.
I have a third question. This
okay.
Which I believe I'm the last. Is the municipality involved in bridges? Who is responsible for bridges crossing streams in the municipality?
It depends. It depends what bridge. If you're talking about the Bevan Lake Bridge, are you talking?
No,
do you have a specific?
Any bridge.
The MRC is the responsible.
It depends. No, it really depends. You have to be more specific. Yeah.
All right. So the bridge crossing over Stream of Interest 23.
Stream of?
Interest 23. Who would be responsible for that?
Stream of Interest 23.
Stream of Interest 23, yes.
It's a
streams are identified in municipalities. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know all the stream numbers, sorry.
No,
I'm sorry.
I'm
so Harrington is all water, really.
There you go. And it's gotta stay healthy. So my question is, does the municipality have any responsibility for bridges or structures crossing?
Règle générale, I'll say it in French, it's easier for me. Règle générale, la surface de roulement, donc l'asphalte, c'est municipal. Tout le reste, la structure, appartient soit au MTQ, soit, ça peut être d'autres choses, mais chaque situation doit être vue. Puis, donc, si vous faites référence à un pont en particulier, venez nous voir, on va regarder.
Puis
on va
vous donner.
Le cours d'eau, c'est une responsabilité de la MRC. Le libre écoulement, c'est la MRC. Mais la surface de roulement, la structure, ça peut être autre chose. Fait que chaque situation est différente.
Si la cour s'écroule, une cour d'eau ne coule plus.
Mais là, on parle de ponceau, là. C'est pas la même chose.
Si le ponceau s'affaisse, puis là, le ruisseau numéro 23 qui vient d'un lac en haut, qui se vide dans un autre lac, si le ruisseau est interrompu, c'est un ruisseau qui est listé dans les documents de la MRC.
Bon, comme ben vous semblez avoir la réponse à vos questions.
La question que je vous pose, c'est si le flot est interrompu, ça regarde-tu la municipalité ou la MRC?
Ça peut même regarder celui qui l'a interrompu aussi.
Oui.
Donc, chaque situation est... Mais on est dans... Monsieur, avec tout le respect que je vous dois, venez nous voir. Ça va nous faire plaisir de regarder spécifiquement vos questions. Là, c'est très technique. Chaque situation est différente. Non, je ne suis pas sûr. On prendra rendez-vous par contre, ça va me faire plaisir.
Alors, est-ce que je peux avoir une proposition de fermeture, s'il vous plaît?
There's still questions out here.
Well, the 15 minutes is up.
Well, that's one thing I want to bring up. 15 minutes for questions.
No, I'm sorry. We don't want to extend it beyond 15 minutes
on one question at the beginning of the meeting. Now we have 15 minutes. It's over.
Why don't you, if you have actual, it wouldn't hurt to send us a list of your questions before the meeting. And maybe we can...
I don't like everybody to hear my questions.
Well, then you could still question it. We would just have an advance notice of what it is.
Wow. You could send the agenda and we would feel the same way.
Anybody could do that. Anybody can write a letter, Mr. Fillion. Anybody can write a letter. Come on. Come on.
My question is, according to Article 7.12, you have that the bylaw 26-01-2021. Financial assistance to the safety of private roads.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, according to the bylaw, if I read it correctly, it's only for people who have an association.
That's correct.
With a book.
That's correct.
That's not really correct. We have people with private roads who don't want to have an association.
Well, then they have to join. If they want the money, they have to do the work. Just like all the other associations had to do the, we can't say, oh, you know, you don't get to do that work. You've got to make an association. You have to have four people on that road living there. You have to have the condition, the basic condition. But no, we can't open the door to everybody wanting their driveway cleared. Right?
Yeah.
No, but it's that's a private land. It's a private. No, but it's a private land.
Then residents on a road. What's the difference between having a solution? Making
it huge, huge, huge difference. I can explain it to you after the meeting.
I would offer myself as a resource person. To
oh, there you go.
And anybody else that wants to. Explain.
There you go. It's not complicated. It's a very simple process. And it can pay you back that kind of cost.
Thank you. I'll close the meeting now.
Thank you. Can I have a motion to close the meeting? Rob, we're all in favor. Julie, Danielle, and Jerry.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you.
So that actually means I can't.